Kentucky Avenue School has a rich tradition of providing creative educational opportunities for kids, and we have five students from Kentucky Avenue School. First thing we're going to do is have you each introduce yourself. Tell me how old you are. You're all in fifth grade. And if you have any shout-outs you would like to give to somebody, this is the time to do it. Zachary, we'll start with you.
So I am Zachary Frolini, and I'm 11 years old, and I don't have any shout-outs.
I'm Nolan Troyer, and I'm 10 years old, and I don't have any shout-outs.
No shout-outs so far.
I am Celia Reynolds, and I have no shout-outs.
I am Griffin Leone. I am 11 years old, and I have no shout-outs.
No parents listening, no siblings listening.
Hi, I'm Gemma Brooks. I'm 11 years old, and I do have shout-outs. I would like to give a shout-out to my grandma, my nana, and my mom and dad and my brother.
Yay for Gemma. She has the shout-outs to pass along. So you have some projects to tell us about, and who would like to pick the first project to talk about? And we'll go ahead and have Celia start.
So one of our first projects was the Rube Goldberg competition that we made for the regionals that was here in Pittsburgh. And we were in the Children's Museum, like, showing the judges how it works and doing, like, a little introduction thingy. And we... Whenever the awards were out, and we pretty much didn't think that we were going to get an award because, you know, it's pretty unlikely. And then we ended up getting one because we had a good teamwork thing.
Were you all on that team, each of you?
Yes.
And how did it work? How did your Rube Goldberg machine work? Can anybody describe it from start to finish? It might be hard to remember, but what were some of the things in it? Jim?
So at the start, we started, and so our Rube Goldberg was international themed, and we started in Pittsburgh, and we had a bridge and the incline there, and we had... And then we went to, we had a globe go down and, like, and we activated a Pittsburgh pickles and ketchup pulley, or pickles and pickle pulley. And then we went to France, and the pulley activated, and it went to France, and the Eiffel Tower fell down. And then we were in medieval England with a catapult, and then the catapult went down, and... That's all I really
Wow. Remember. So you incorporated a catapult, an inclined plane, it sounds like, a pulley in a couple places. And that sounds like a lot of fun. How did you like Rube Goldberg? What did you think about that whole process and about some of the exhibits here at the museum?
I thought it was fun, but it could be really frustrating at some times.
How so?
Just you work really hard on one step of it, and then it fails, and then you're like, well, okay, let me do it again. Fails, let me do it again. Fails. And then when you finally get it, it's amazing.
You know, did you see the Rube Goldberg exhibit that was here at the museum right above where we are?
Yeah.
I got to watch the adults who made that exhibit, who are experienced exhibit makers and woodworkers, and they had the same reaction. They had to try things, and then they wouldn't work, and then they tried them again, and they wouldn't work. Then they put them out in the public, for the public to try, and watched other people try to get them to work and realize they had made some mistakes. They understood, the makers knew how it worked, but other people didn't. So that's a really good observation, Griffin. Anybody else have observations about Rube Goldberg and the process?
If you're, like, with a team, you have to collaborate really well and not get into arguments over something like a failure and not doing, I guess, what the right thing is, or it going wrong and blaming it on somebody else. You kind of have to stay together and just continue with all the mistakes you've made.
That's another great observation. Working in a team can be hard, I think. Zachary, it looked like you were going to say something.
No, it wasn't.
Anybody else about Rube Goldberg? Let's talk about another project. These are students from Kentucky Avenue Schools, all in fifth grade.
So another project we did, which was before the Rube Goldberg, which was the Civics Challenge. It was sort of more like about like a challenge. You had to make like a sort of a skit or a music thing, and like anything that's under 3 minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And we made this like sort of spoof off of SNL. It was like Friday Night Live.
Yeah,
Friday
Night Live.
Cool.
Yeah. We were all there. Like, she was the annoyed Statue of Liberty. Griffin was the reporter on the scene. Nolan was just a random guy arguing with another person. And then Zach was one of the anchors.
Yeah.
Why was the Statue of Liberty annoyed? Everybody's hand went up. Let's see, Zachary, why don't you take this one? Because we haven't heard from you.
She was annoyed because people were making fun of her. I forget what reason, but
She was annoyed because the what had been happening to her her country, and she was and she was like super tired and like cranky, and she was like, it's just so frustrating. Like she was very tired and frustrated about what was happening in America.
That's a great bit of satire. I liked it. What were some of the other skits? Can you give me some more details?
There was this other one that was more for, like, naturalized citizens can't be president because the Constitution made it that way. And they ended up winning second place, which was odd because I wouldn't think the judges would do that.
This was another group, not yours.
No, yeah, it wasn't ours. Ours was about, like, naturalized citizens can be president if the Constitution was changed or something like that.
Yeah, a lot of those rules, like having to be 35 is another one, right, that was made a long time ago, and you wonder if that rule is still as important as it used to be. What is civics, anyway? Like, how would you describe it? There's no absolute correct answer, but what are the kinds of things that civics addresses? Like, ways to be a better citizen, I guess?
Yeah, that's
cleaning up after your community. Stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a good cleaning, being a good citizen. Griffin was talking about cleaning up your own mess.
Yeah.
Voting would probably be part of it, making your voice heard.
Having a public opinion.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. That was from Nolan. So far we've got Rube Goldberg, and then we've got the Friday Night Live skit. And then what else did you all do that you wanted to talk about? Was there go ahead.
So yesterday, this is more recent, we had a mock trial.
Really?
Yeah.
That's something that you often don't get to do until middle school or high school.
Yeah.
So how did your, well, what was the case? Anybody just jump in and tell me.
Okay. Well, it was based off of the book Because of Winn-Dixie. And so it was this guy named Otis. He's a cashier at Gertrude's pet store. And he let the animals out of their cages so he could play music to them with his guitar. But then the store owner came and opened the door, so all the animals ran out because they were scared because there was a thunderstorm. And then Otis ran after them and played his guitar to try and calm them down. But he was playing too loudly, so he got he was told that he was disturbing the peace, so he got arrested.
So he had a lawyer to try to get him off of disturbing the peace? Yes. That sounds like a funny movie. Is that the way the movie goes?
It was a book. I don't know if it's a movie, but it's originally a book.
Yeah, it's a movie. But he ended up not going to jail. So he was not found guilty.
I didn't go to jail.
So okay, I was just going to ask it. So Celia clearly was the storekeeper, I guess. Yeah. And who were the lawyers?
Me and Griffin.
Nolan and Griffin and I.
Okay, so Nolan and Griffin, were you on opposing sides as lawyers?
No, we were the defendants.
Okay.
Defense.
So
defense.
You were trying to get Celia off of the charge?
Yes.
And you succeeded. How did you succeed? What were your arguments that helped to win? Go ahead.
I think we had a really strong closing statement, which I think really helped in what we were doing. And it's a lot harder for the prosecutors to get it there rolling and guilty because you have to do over proving them guilty.
I see. Was this a judge or a jury?
It was the president judge.
The president judge made the decision. Was one of you a judge or?
No, we actually had a judge.
An actual judge.
Yeah. A real adult judge?
Yes.
Who? Wow. Do you remember who that was?
Mike Hornack, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. That must have been fun. Did you do this in a courthouse or in a
school? Yes, in a courthouse.
So you went down and did this in a real court?
Yes.
So what do you think you said in the closing argument that was the most powerful? Or among the most powerful things? You might not have just one.
There was a lot of important things.
What were some of them, Griffin?
Otis was disturbing the peace.
Allegedly,
By one of the main reasons was disturbing, because he was playing right next to a school, and apparently he disturbed the school. But one of the students, which is one of the main characters in the book, said that what she did happens every year and was not that important. So I think that was like one of the main key aspects.
Oh, interesting. And Nolan, you're going to add something?
Yeah, he wasn't purposefully letting them out of the store. It was when Gertrude came into the store and opened up the door that the animals just scattered and ran to the school.
So it was an accident. It wasn't intentional.
And he was just trying to calm them down and not disturb the peace.
Gemma, were you going to add something too? No? Okay, just checking. That's an interesting case. Did any of you try to prosecute?
Me.
Okay, so Zachary, how did you prosecute? What were some of your points?
Well,
did you argue about the noise the shopkeeper made?
We argued about how people were annoyed by the peace, or the disturbance of the peace. Yeah.
So I have a question. Was anybody else a lawyer?
Somebody who's not here.
Okay, so for you lawyers, did it perhaps be the case that you were arguing for a point that you disagreed with? For example, Zachary, maybe you thought that Celia, the storekeeper, should be found innocent, yet you were prosecuting her.
Yeah.
Did you have that kind of conflict at all?
At some points, whenever the defense, Griffin or Nolan, asked really good questions, I was like, I might want to have the same opinion.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing to have to adopt a point of view, and attorneys sometimes have to do that to represent their clients' rights. And that's a neat thing. Now, I think you have a music project too. Am I right about that?
Or
is that the last one to talk about?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, I just wanted to be sure we got them in. So, what was that all about?
Oh, the music for the Rube Goldberg.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wrote a song with Griffin's guitar in it.
Huh.
And then I was like, because I was trying to make music for the Rube Goldberg, and I was like, this could be a good option. And everyone said yes. So that was the one.
And did you bring it with you?
Yes.
If you hold that up to the microphone, we can probably hear it. Zachary's got a tablet.
Yeah. Let me get to the loading. Okay, here we go.
Up the incline. I can hear it. The Eiffel Tower's falling. So, Zachary, you wrote that?
Yes.
Very cool. How did you do that?
Well, I write songs a lot, actually. And I have a lot.
So did you do that in a particular software? Tell me. A
GarageBand.
Excellent. Well, you guys are really talented. Does anybody else want to say anything at all about anything? I have a couple questions I want to ask you, but anything else about the year in review at school? You've done great work, all of you. Yes?
I don't know how no one mentioned this, but since we won the regionals, we went to Indiana for the nationals.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
Lawrenceburg, Indiana.
Congratulations. How did you do there?
We won our division, or the apprentice division.
Well, we didn't technically win.
Yeah, we did.
We won, like, an award.
We won the Creative Spark.
We won a award, not all the awards.
Oh, yes. Well, no, an award.
Well, it sounds like you did very well, regardless. Jem, tell me more.
We also wrote cards to the president.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We wrote cards to the president with our teacher, Emily.
And what did your card say?
We were talking about the wall and the border and how our opinions on it and how we think he should not build it.
And did all of you have that opinion?
Yes.
Well, there was another choice that you could do, and not really writing to the president, but writing to a president. Like back in the time of a book that we read called Journey to Topaz.
So you could write to a former president?
Yeah.
It was President Roosevelt.
Theodore? Yeah, it was Theodore Roosevelt.
Cool. So I have one more question for you. If you had three wishes, think you can do that? What would your three wishes be?
In the school year, or
For anything in the whole wide world, Nolan was eager to start.
I'd really like to play in the MLB. I'd like to have a successful life and not make, I guess, bad decisions in what I'm doing. And finally, kind of just make friends along my life.
Those are great wishes. Who's next? Anybody have any ideas? Celia has her hand up.
Maybe to pay for a new school, like money for like things that are important. Maybe to give people like money to buy stuff. And I can't think of number three.
You know what my third wish would be then?
What?
For more wishes.
Yeah, that would be me too.
Let's go to Griffin.
I would really.
Oh, hang on, Griffin. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I would really like to play soccer professionally, and
my second wish is to just have a good, happy life instead of, like, a sad life, but you have a lot of money. My third wish is just to have more wishes. Still.
I like it. And we'll have Jem, and then we'll finish up with Zachary.
If I could have three wishes, I would wish to end global warming, wish to end poverty, and my third wish would be for me and my band, the Contemplate Unicorns, to make it big, to make it as a band.
Very cool. We'd love to have your band on the radio sometime. We can arrange that if you're ready. We'd like to do that. And finally, we're going to hear Zachary's wishes.
Well, first, I would love to be able to play piano professionally because I can a bit. And then this one's completely fictional, but being able to teleport. I would love that. And then the third one, probably to end any kind of segregation in any way, like racism, sexism, whatever.
Boy, you guys are awesome. It's really fun to talk to you. I hope we'll get to see you again sometime. Does anybody else have anything that they meant to say that they didn't get a chance to?
No.
Well, I do, and that's thank you all for being here. Those are students from Kentucky Avenue School. And next week, we're going to have some additional students from Kentucky Avenue School join us.